jumped in when we had a cancellation in our speaker schedule. And she's awesome. She's a natural. She speaks God's truth. And she's a wonderful friend to all of us. And let's give it up for Lindy.
Thank you so very much for that warm introduction and welcome. I apologize for not being Cheryl. Cheryl lives in Phoenix and was unable to get over here this week, so we worked it out that I would step in. Last week I spent about a month preparing for my talk. Tonight I spent about 62 years preparing for my talk. I would title this, were I to title it, Random Thoughts. Very random. So if there doesn't appear to be a theme, you're right. Let's start with a couple of God stories. It was pretty cool when I walked in the door and the first thing that you all sang and I joined you was, "Here I am, Lord." It's a God story. Two weeks ago, I went to my high school reunion in Bakersfield. I drove 500 miles over the weekend, 250 each way. I got home on Sunday night at 1 o'clock in the morning. Monday night at 6:30 in the evening, my car died on my way home from work, less than a mile from my house, and it was only a new engine. So, like, God is good, right? Life is good. Thank you, God, for only having it be a new engine. I was afraid it was going to have to be a new car. And until I find one to fall in love with, I don't need a new car. As long as I keep putting money into new engines for the old one, I'm good to go. So, another God story. Within the last week, I received two separate emails containing lists of proverbs, or what passes for proverbs. In the first case, it was from Larry the Cable Guy. And in the second case, it was written by Regina Brett, 90 years old, published in The Plain Dealer of Cincinnati, Ohio. Quite frankly, I prefer Larry the Cable Guy's proverbs, but Regina has a lot of good things to say. Life isn't fair, but it's still good. That's the real deal. The other side of the page would say, a day without sunshine is night. You can sort of tell the difference between Regina and Larry already, can't you? But philosophically, lots of truth in both sides of the page. When in doubt, just take the next small step. On the other hand, you have different fingers. Okay, he who laughs last thinks slowest. It says so right here. Life is too short to waste time hating anyone. Depression is merely anger without enthusiasm. I was going to, you know, fluff these up a little bit. I see that I don't need to. Yeah. I had not realized how well they go in juxtaposition to each other either. Your job won't take care of you when you're sick. Your friends and family will. Stay in touch. Change is inevitable, except from vending machines. Actually, that's not the one that goes with it. The one that goes with it is, if you think nobody cares, try missing a couple of payments. And Regina retorts, pay off your credit cards every month. Okay.
That's funny right there.
Yeah. You don't have to win every argument. Agree to disagree. Remember, half the people you know are below average. Cry with someone. It's more healing than crying alone. A clear conscience is usually the sign of a bad memory. Or you could go with 99% of lawyers give the rest a bad name. It's okay to get angry with God. He can take it. Eagles may soar, but weasels don't get sucked into jet engines. Well, okay, I'm done. I can't top that. As an employee for 30 years of an aerospace company, I found that especially amusing. Oh, Regina says when it comes to chocolate, resistance is futile. Larry the cable guy says life isn't like a box of chocolates. It's more like a jar of jalapenos. You figure it out. How many of you believe in psychokinesis? Raise my hand. Everything can change in the blink of an eye, but don't worry, God never blinks. The early bird may get the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese in the trap. Yeah. Right. Here's one that we've often pondered in this church. Why do psychics have to ask your name? What doesn't kill you really does make you stronger. But what happens if you get scared half to death twice? I will have to come up with a conclusion when all is said and done, won't I? Yeah. Inside every older person is a younger person wondering what the heck happened. Don't compare your life to others. You have no idea what their journey is all about. There's so much truth in that. Just remember, this is probably not church-worthy language, but if the world didn't suck, we would all fall off. Over-prepare, then go with the flow. That's what I did for this talk. Forgive everyone for everything. Ponder that. And then ponder, okay, so what's the speed of dark? Those two really do go together, because forgiveness is of the dark. If you think about it, dark is faster than light. It seems to, I'm trying to be really profound here now, in all seriousness. In all seriousness, though, forgiveness is of the light, and a lack of forgiveness is of the dark. So if we can forgive, we don't care about the speed of dark. Don't take yourself so seriously. Nobody else does. I'm not doing these in order, so it's difficult to remember where I am. Believe in miracles. How much deeper would the ocean be without sponges? However good or bad a situation is, it will change. Put that with hard work pays off in the future. Laziness pays off now. Always choose life. That's a true one. Frame every so-called disaster with these words: in 5 years, will this matter? Remember, when everything's coming your way, you're in the wrong lane. One of these lists has 24 questions, or answers, I guess you could say, and the other has 45 answers. But it says right here on number 3, 42.7% of all statistics are made up on the spot. I only have a couple of good ones left.
Make them up,
then. Yeah, really. Make them up. Yeah, right. Well, I don't know how many of you like the theater, Broadway plays especially, but I went to see Wicked twice. And Wicked is about the story of The Wizard of Oz from the point of view of the Wicked Witch, or sort of from the point of view of Glinda the Good, actually, but having to do with the Wicked Witch. And there are some wonderful songs in the show. It's well worth seeing or even picking up the soundtrack. But the reason I bring this up is because number 9 says support bacteria. They're the only culture most people have. And I just wanted to make it clear before I said that I have culture. I have culture. I did title this Random Thoughts, didn't I? Yeah. Your children only get one childhood. Thank God. Now, here's one that we have people in our church who epitomize in all seriousness. Pat Stevens comes in between chemo treatments. She's really next to this in the dictionary. No matter how you feel, get up, dress up, and show up. I have a hard time with 2 out of 3. Since I usually show up clothed, it must not be that one that I have a hard time with. If we all threw our problems in a pile and saw everyone else's, we'd grab ours back. And that brings me to a discussion of people who have chosen harder life's lessons than I have, and than many of us have. You know, I believe that life is about learning lessons, that we choose our course of study, our major, if you will, when we're in spirit, and then we come down here. We also choose the family that will serve us best learning the lesson. And then we come down here and live it out and try to learn that which we said we wanted to study when we were in spirit. Of course, the problem being that we forgot what we said we wanted to learn, and it takes us a good 50 years to figure that out. And then for some of us, we never figure it out, and we're doomed to come back again and try once more. Although it's sort of like going to Disneyland, or perhaps more meaningfully, Magic Mountain, because life is more like a roller coaster thrill ride than it is like the teacups. But some of us are addicted to thrills, and we just keep coming back because you can never get too many. You can never get too much adrenaline. Ha ha ha. No one is in charge of your happiness but you. I think I left something out of that story that I was just telling, but it was random. No one is in charge of your happiness but you. We think, at least I think sometimes, that if only I had more money, if only my boss would pay me more money or just pay me for the hours I work on an hourly minimum wage, I'd be rich. But it wouldn't make me happier. If I had a thinner body, if I were more beautiful, it wouldn't make me happier. Because the grass is not greener on the other side of the fence. I know it to be true that the grass is greenest where you water it. So if I accept who I am just the way I am, how big, how small, how short, how tall, how summer, how fall, how all I am, then I can be happy from the inside out instead of from the outside in. I can find that happiness in who I am as well as in who everyone around me is and what I do. So many of us, and it's a theme of mine you might have noticed, so many of us have a hard time looking in the mirror and recognizing the beauty and the magnificence. I am one of those who has that problem. But I recognize that I am the source of my own happiness. And if I don't have it, it's up to me. And if I have it, I can take credit for it. So the quotation, if it's to be, it's up to me, applies to being happy in our lives. And this one bears repeating. And when it's a disaster, you say, what will it matter in 5 years? My grandmother always used to say, if you had a hair out of place, let's say, or a button missing, or a tear in your hose, well, my grandmother lived in the day when there were hose. She would say, nobody will notice in the dark on a galloping horse. And she was minimizing the size of the issue by saying that everything is as if it were seen in the dark from a galloping horse. And that gives us a lighthearted way to realize that it's not important. You know, this book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, the first page I think says it's all small stuff. Except for the God part. The God part is big stuff. And that's why I chose God Will Take Care of Me tonight as my speaker's choice song of the evening. Because I think the most important thing to remember is that God takes care of all of us. God took care of me tonight because I didn't actually have a talk to give. But as I said within the last week, I received these two emails, which in juxtaposition to each other turned out to be quite entertaining and educational. I aspire to inform, inspire, and entertain. That's my goal when I'm up here. And there might not have been a lot of information, but there was certainly some inspiration and some entertainment. So my aspirations were met, and I didn't expire. Language is a wonderful gift. I know lots of really funny word jokes, none of which I can share. But if we have the God part of ourselves in balance. Then the rest of our life falls into place. It's so much easier to swim downstream than it is to paddle up. When you're swimming downstream, you don't even need a paddle. So if you're up the creek without one, you know what to do. Let go and let God take you back down the river. Because people who are imprisoned spiritually have been sent up the river metaphorically. Always choose life. Regina was 90 years old when she wrote this column. She clearly chooses life every day, or did at that time. I'm not sure how old this set of 45 things to live by is, so she might have made that great transition. But when she was 90, she still said, always choose life. And it's that choice that keeps us going day after day after day. That choice and the God part in balance. Because the God part in balance takes us to the great ocean. I told the story on many occasions of Paddle to the Sea. It used to be my favorite children's book until I went on eBay and found It's Mine, Said Patrick, It's Mine, Said Mabel Ann. A greedy story. That one should be arriving in my post office box any day now. But Paddle to the Sea is the story of a little Indian boy who carved a canoe with a little Indian boy sitting in it, about this long. And he placed it carefully by the headwaters of a stream up in northern Manitoba. And with the spring melt, the little canoe started down the mountains and ended up in the Great Lakes, and he had adventures all over the Great Lakes. But the important part of the story is that the little boy carved on the bottom of the canoe, please put me back in water, for I am paddled to the sea. And as he had adventures, that eroded away, but it was still readable, and somebody put a copper plate on there with the words etched on them and encouraged everybody to carve the names of the towns where he paddled to the sea was put back in the water. And he traveled all, I don't know if your geography is up to this, many of you are Californians, but he traveled all through the Great Lakes from Lake Superior, from Lake Huron to Lake Superior, or my geography isn't up to it clearly. Anyway, he went all the way south to the end of Lake Michigan to Chicago, back up in over Niagara Falls, outside of Lake Erie, up the St. Lawrence Seaway, and ended up in France. And the point being, he didn't do it alone. He did it with the help of people just like us, everywhere along his path, where they found this brightly painted canoe, or perhaps colorless had he been in the water too long, saw the writing on the bottom and did exactly what his creator had asked, to put him back in the water because he was paddling to the sea. The metaphor there is that all of us are paddling to that sea, because the sea is the glory of God, where we all live together in the light. We're all trying to get there, but we all need somebody to put us back in the water, because every now and then we end up on dry land. But if we keep that God part in balance, that happens more and more infrequently. And I wish I had a big finish. I wish I'd saved one of these. Let's check. Oh, yeah. This could apply to my talk tonight, actually. You know how we always say, thank you for giving me this time. Well, I'm going to thank you in advance. Because, you know, light travels faster than sound. That's why some people appear bright until you hear them speak.
Thank you, Lindy. That was fabulous. Okay.